Thanks, there. I'd like to move to President Killeen.
It's all relative, Mr. Chair. Rather than 5 minutes to 1 minute, I've gone from 40 minutes to 15 minutes. So with your indulgence, I would like to give a few comments on a year, 2018, and the accomplishments across our system. So my congratulations to all the new trustees, and particularly Trustee Jacobson, Trustee Dale, Trustee Brown-Holmes, and my good friend, Trustee Estrada, who's back with us here. I'm deeply grateful, and I speak for all of the senior management team, to everybody on the board for volunteering your time and unique talents to help guide this flagship university system. Your role is crucial, as you know, to the future of our universities, our students, and our state, and one that has been filled by a surprisingly small number of women and men before you, considering the University of Illinois system's long history. I did a little digging, and we have only had 273 members of the Board of Trustees since the very first board took office in 1867. I should say it's actually 373 because there are about 100 student trustees who've also added their names to this distinguished roster. The list of 203 is capped by the three distinguished trustees that our new members are replacing, and I want to just take a moment to thank them. We have submitted resolutions that you will vote on later today honoring Trustee Tim Koritz, Jim Montgomery, and Pat Fitzgerald for their years of insightful leadership and dedicated services. What the trustees before you have built, and what all of you now will continue to build on, is truly remarkable. The U of I system is known literally around the world for excellence, and you just heard Trustee Cepeda talk about our visit to India, where in fact it was clear to all of us there that the University of Illinois is revered in that part of the world. We are an original land-grant institution that's grown into a system of three best-in-class universities that meet every student's needs while also meeting the needs of our state. Together, they have left an indelible imprint on our state, our nation, and our world. They change the lives of students one by one, and while collectively supplying the highly skilled workforce that we need for tomorrow, with a global alumni network that has grown to greater than 740,000 individuals. That's bigger than the city of Denver, by my reckoning. And every year, they are joined by another 22,000 new graduates. But the U of I system is more than just the state's largest educator. It's also a leader in research discovery, a place where the nation turns to solve its most vexing challenges, and an engine that drives economic growth. In fact, we are currently ranked 25th in Reuters' latest rankings of the world's most innovative universities. The institution is doing the most to advance science, pioneer new technologies, and create new markets and industries. But we'll never stop trying to do even more. And when we stepped back a few years ago with your guidance and insight and authorization to map out our plans for the future, we followed a wise tip from President Lincoln, whose signature on the Morrill Act launched the U of I system. He said, if you give me 6 hours to chop down a tree, I'll spend the first four sharpening the axe. So we sharpened the axe a few years ago, and this is the timeline of activities. We spent 15 months developing and fine-tuning our plans, and we are following this roadmap. We sought out input from every stakeholder and heard from well over 1,000 of our stakeholders through town hall meetings on every campus, one-on-one sessions with leadership and messages on a university website. Many red pens adjusted the drafts that were there. The result is the system-wide strategic framework that the board authorized and approved unanimously, and it remains our North Star in guiding us to an even brighter future. Centered on four pillars that I want to remind you, a bedrock commitment to students and their success. Actually, the phrase that resonates in my recollection is, we will be relentlessly focused on our students. Number two, expanding on research discovery that packs global impact. Number three, marshaling our vast resources to foster progress and prosperity for our state and our nation. And the last one, making the U of I system the model for higher education in the 21st century. Notice the word of the definite article, the model for higher education. This framework has been our springboard to remarkable progress ever since on each and every front. And I want to give you just a few of the highlights from just 2018, very quickly. Let's start here at UIC. Last fall, this fast-growing campus enrolled a record 31,683 students, an all-time high for the fourth straight year, with increases in African-American and Latino enrollment that added to UIC's standing as one of America's most diverse universities. In July, historically, the board approved a merger that will take the more than century-old John Marshall Law School into UIC, creating Chicago's first ever public law school, a momentous event. The UIC Pavilion that you heard about or will hear about in the items today, home to big events from Flames basketball to commencement, will become today Credit Union One Arena under a $9.3 million naming rights agreement negotiated by Chancellor Amiridis and his team that also provides, importantly, $750,000 in scholarship funding for our students. UIC's standing as the place to turn for Chicago history grew when Richard M. Daley donated a large collection from his record 22 years as mayor to UIC's Richard J. Daley's library, which was already home to a collection from his father's long tenure as mayor. It was also a year of progress and achievement in Springfield. Almost exactly a year ago, UIS officially opened its first ever student union, which if you've not visited yet, you must, a nearly $22 million facility that has become the central hub, I like to think of it as the hearth place, for student life and an important new drawing card for the growing campus. UIS added to its legacy of social justice when another client of the university's Illinois Innocence Project this year was found not guilty in a retrial on arson-related charges and freed after 22 years in prison. Head basketball coach Chris Ramirez turned a spotlight on UIS when he earned the National Collegiate Baseball Writers Association's NCAA Division II Coach of the Year Award after setting program records with 47 wins and a 29-game winning streak. And here's a look at a few of 2018's most memorable moments in Urbana-Champaign. With the biggest undergraduate applicant pool yet, the class of 2022 that began studies last fall brought record numbers of students from underrepresented backgrounds and first-generation college students, another increase of Illinois residents, and it was among the 10th largest freshman classes in the United States. Isn't that an incredible picture right there? Everybody wearing all orange. And last summer, the Carl Illinois College of Medicine, the world's first engineering-based medical school, welcomed its inaugural class of students. The pioneering med school is the university's first new college in more than 60 years and promises new, groundbreaking additions to Urbana's rich legacy of innovation. Exciting times indeed. The Cranert Center for the Performing Arts, a unique and vibrant home for the performing arts and a leading entertainment venue that attracts visitors from across central Illinois, kicked off its 50th anniversary last fall. And Urbana reaffirmed its land-grant missions of affordability and accessibility under the leadership of Chancellor Jones and his team by announcing its Illinois Commitment Program, which will allow admitted in-state students with a family income of $61,000 or less to attend tuition-free starting next fall. UIC and UIS are also supporting Illinois undergraduates by matching funding under a new statewide scholarship program that seeks to halt an out-migration to out-of-state colleges. Okay, so we have major highlights at each of our three universities. Let me give you a few from the system itself. Here are just a few. Across our three universities, enrollment grew to nearly 86,000 students last fall, setting a new system-wide record for the sixth straight year and keeping us on pace to reach our ambitious goal of topping 93,000 students by 2021. We expect to move even closer next fall based on freshman applications that are up year to year more than 9% system-wide today, including 5% at UIC, 10% in Urbana, and 18% in Springfield, an increase in application pressure that's occurring year to year that shows and really demonstrates the value of a University of Illinois education. And later today, you will vote on a key pillar coming out of our framework of our enrollment strategy, a recommendation to extend an in-state tuition freeze for a fifth straight year, the longest in half a century since the 1960s. And because of the state's guaranteed tuition law, extending the freeze would mean that in-state students who enroll next fall would pay the same rate for their senior year in 2022 to 2023 as students who enrolled in the fall of 2014. That's nearly a decade of stable, predictable tuition costs that we're extremely proud of and very thankful for the guidance and resolutions of the board. And the current fiscal year, 2018 to 19, also brought our second straight full year state appropriation. Not a small accomplishment, helping to restore the financial stability on the heels of a 2-year budget impasse. In fact, it provided a 2% increase. Let me reiterate that word, increase, an increase in the state appropriation for day-to-day operations, a major step and a commitment by the state to supporting public higher education, a very welcome change amid declines that have reduced our annual funding by more than $160 million over the last 10 years. The state budget also provided our first capital funding since fiscal year 2010 to support much-needed construction, renovation, and repairs. And I want to personally thank each and every board member for their advocacy and their persistence and their willingness to show up in different settings to advocate for our university system that's led to these very promising and important appropriations. It was also a record year in 2018 of philanthropic support. Our partners at the University of Illinois Foundation had their best fundraising year ever, with nearly $500 million in new business for the fiscal year that ended last June. The foundation's success is tied to the three historic fundraising campaigns launched last fall at each of our universities that seek to raise a combined $3.1 billion over the next 5 years. It is, without question, our most ambitious fundraising initiative ever. And particularly for the new board member, Trustee Estrada, and others maybe watching on web, we are already at nearly 63% of our goal a little over a year later after the kickoff of the campaign. That's $1.95 billion we've raised. And if anybody has the extra five, it's a small number, but when you add the zeros, it's actually not a small number. It's a very significant commitment. And again, testament to the loyalty and the willingness of our large alumni base and many other stakeholders to invest in our system. The state capital funding I mentioned earlier included $500 million to help support construction of our Discovery Partners Institute here in Chicago and our Illinois Innovation Network. And we've also raised an additional $300 million in non-state funding to match that. So 2018 was a year of remarkable progress for DPI and IIN with the opening of the DPI office on Wacker Drive, the hiring of Bill Sanders as DPI's inaugural director, and partnering with OSF as our first corporate partner. And then very recently adding Tel Aviv University and Hebrew University as our two first international partners, both of them in the top 100 of innovative universities worldwide. IIN also locked in hubs at the University of Illinois Systems Universities in Urbana-Champaign, Chicago, and Springfield, at the home of our regional medical campus in Peoria, and in DeKalb through a partnership with Northern Illinois University. DPI and IIN are historic initiatives that will write the next chapter in our legacy of contributions to statewide progress and economic growth. And our world-class faculty are the keys to success and are already stepping up to join this effort, with more than 900 faculty volunteering to share their talents in the experts group that will guide the development of these programs. And we are working with legislators to maximize economic benefits for the state through an initiative we are calling Illinois Prosper that would provide incentives for businesses that locate near universities and partner with them on research and education. Speaking of economic impact, here's the soundbite for you all to know and remember and use. The UVI system already packs a real wallop. A study released last fall shows the system pumps $17.5 billion into the Illinois economy annually and supports over 171,000 jobs. That's one in every 46 jobs in the state. So we are a major contributor to statewide prosperity. Last fall, we also turned the world's attention to Illinois when former President Barack Obama accepted the Douglas Award for Ethics in Government from the U of I Systems Institute for Government and Public Affairs in September and spoke to students at Urbana's Follinger Auditorium, and there's our trustee Jim Montgomery passing the award. The system also introduced important new initiatives in 2018 to support our universities. We hired, and this is with the leadership of Bob Wilson, the first cohort of 14 professors under a $60 million program that will bring in up to 45 world-class faculty over the next 3 years to build on our standing as a global leader in education and discovery. And I'm looking forward to introducing to the board our 14 distinguished members of that very impressive cohort. And just last week, we kicked off another unique initiative that recognizes the importance of the arts and humanities. We have tremendous scholarship across our system, where we awarded nearly $2 million in grants for projects that will serve both students and the public good. I want to end my little tour through highlights of 2018 by talking a little bit about investing in facilities. We've also developed, with your request, at your request, a plan to ensure that our facilities match our academic excellence in the next many years. And we've identified 340 projects totaling $4 billion that will be completed over the next 10 years, from repairs and remodeling to new classroom buildings and laboratories. And here is world premiere is a short 2.5 minute video just to give you a sense of what we're talking about with regard to infrastructure.
Buildings are the face of the University of Illinois system. Bricks and mortar has forged a unique identity for each of our three remarkable universities. Iconic landmarks, old and new, are magnets that help attract students and visitors alike, and then become the postcards that live forever in the mind's eye. But our facilities are so much more. They are cornerstones of our global reputation for excellence, essential tools that support the student experience in the classroom and out, and the leading-edge research discovery that drives progress. So we are investing in facilities as we reach toward the goals of our strategic framework, an ambitious roadmap that seeks to make the U of I system the gold standard for the very best in research-intensive higher education. Over the last 5 years, we invested $1.2 billion in construction and renovation across the system, even as a budget impasse sharply reduced state funding. Now we are ramping up our efforts, setting priorities to do even more to ensure state-of-the-art learning, laboratory, and living spaces that keep pace with the quality of our academic and research programs and maintain our standing as a go-to destination for top students and faculty. Facilities are the face of the U of I system. They are also at the very heart of our core mission to serve students and the public good. As Winston Churchill said, "We shape our buildings. Thereafter, they shape us."
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Chair, members of the board. I hope you feel as we do that the momentum is growing. We're riding momentum. We've had a very interesting, a busy 2018. 2019 is now upon us. We're going to keep pushing towards the very ambitious goals of our framework. So thank you to you, to every one of you, for all of you do, and to our talented team across the system and beyond. Thank you. Welcome, new members. Welcome back, new members. Farewell to distinguished members who are stepping down, and onwards.
Thank you, President Killeen. Before I open up for comments or questions, just want to say, you know, great job in 2018. So much going on. Certainly, the capital funding and the state budget funding increase help. Really proud of the five-year freeze and the DPI. A lot of really, really good things going on, and congratulations.